But it blessed me just that people can see the journey. We can see it, you know, because we've taken steps out. We've all taken our own journey. And God has called each of us. We're all individuals. We've all got dreams, goals, desires, visions, and there's things that we all want to do, right? And they may be different from one another, but it doesn't mean to say it's wrong. And it may not be actually doing being a minister, leading in the capacity of that, but you can still do that too, as well as your other dream goal. You can work it together with, because God makes all things work together for good, because there's a purpose, there's a reason for everything under heaven. There's a reason why you got that particular desire in your heart and you've had it for years. It's not just a pipe dream, this one. You know, and other people might have pipe dreams come up. Yeah, I want to do this, and then it fades out. But you've had this from a young age, and it's just really wonderful to see, because I pursued my desire. My desire was God. That's, I, you know, I want interest in anything else other than that. But I could have also done other things alongside what I'm doing as well. But my heart, I just really wanted to be focused on pursuing God and doing what he's called me to do, finding out what it is. What do you specifically want me to do? I'm still doing it now. I'm still asking God, what is it specifically? I know I'm working with people. You've taken me down a wonderful path. I've had some great learning. I've had great excitement, great deliverance, great joy, great breakthroughs, great disappointment, great setbacks at times. But you've always been there. You've always kept me on the path of your righteousness and the things that you want me to do. And the things that we just got to make up our minds that we're going to do what God's putting in our heart. And don't let anyone stop you. And I shared, I was on Ethel Robinson's Soon Fellowship last night. And I was sharing on there just how I began. I really wanted to be full time for God. I knew God wanted me to give up my job and to live unto Him. Now, we got no money, we got debt, we got kids, we got a big fellowship, probably £10 in the whole 5 years, the last 5 years of that big fellowship only ever come into abundant sharing. And Kim saying, "You want to go full time? Don't know what He gives, love. You're mad, you're crazy." So from her perspective, I could really understand her perspective, but I knew God had put this in my heart, that God wanted me to really be free to do the things He wanted me to do. And I just didn't know how that was going to happen. And so I prayed for 10 years after we come out of the ministry he was in 93. I prayed for 10 years. God, send someone in my life to speak your word into my life of what I'm going to do and the directions I need to be taken. And that was 10 years. I prayed that. Jason's a witness to that. And Jason would come with me on my window cleaning round, and we would do windows together. We'd go all over the place, and we would pray, and we'd talk about the word moving. Will it ever move again? You know, we're not in the ministry we were, and there's no one who really wants to do it. But Jason always stuck around. He was always there with me. And we always used to pray together. I can remember driving in the car praying all these different things that was in his heart and the things that were in my heart. And I always used to pray, God, you just bring someone to speak your word to me of where I'm going to go and what you want me to do. And that's it took 10 years for that to become available. And that was Sanger. When he ended up coming to Bristol and he come stayed at my house one night and we'd done a fellowship, and he said, he looked at me, he said, "You're going to move the word in all of the UK and the whole of Europe. This is the reason why I'm here." He recognized why he was that he actually come to Bristol. How God opened that door for him and how we got connected was amazing, that short window of time. And then for the next 2 years, I'm wondering, well, he said, "The way you're going to do this is how Abraham received the promise." I'm thinking, well, how did Abraham receive the promise? It was by faith, right? Very simple, but I complicated it. I think, well, I don't know how Abraham, God, you've got to show me the secret of what he'd done. And all of a sudden, it kind after 2 years of this, it kind of dawned on me, he received it by faith. He received the promises of God by faith. And today we receive the promises of God by faith. Every jot, every tittle of what God has spoken and what God has written down is received by faith. The just shall live by faith, not by sight. We don't go by what we hear, see, smell, taste, or touch. We go by the heavenly words, the heavenly direction, the heavenly promises, the heavenly covenant. which is ours in Christ. Christ made that covenant for us. It's a complete covenant. We are complete in Christ. We are healthy. We are whole. We are delivered. We are supernatural in this world. We just got to believe it. We just got to believe these things. So God wanted me to receive his words. And those words come through Sangha. You're going to move the word in all of the UK and the whole of Europe. I can remember him doing all this. And he said, and the way you receive this is how Abraham received the promise. And so anyway, we're on a journey. I learned what that was. I understood. And then it came June. June time is June 2005. And I heard that there were believers in Oxford. And in Oxford, they were doing How to Heal the Sick and Cast Out Devils class. And Sangate was going to teach it live. And I found this out through another believer who lived in Bath. And I didn't even know there was believers in Oxford. So I managed to get hold of the number and I asked if I could come for the weekend. They said no, but you can come to the Sunday fellowship. I thought, okay, well, that's good enough for me. I'll get to meet Sangha again. And that night, mate, I could not sleep. Just as much as I'm excited about the treadmill, I was excited to see Sangha, but a lot more, obviously. And I think I had 2 hours sleep. And when I finally did go to sleep, God gave me a dream. And this dream was literally from God. I can remember every detail right now. I could go through the dream, but I don't want to. I think God just wanted that for me. But it was so real. Everything in it was so, so real. And lots of things have come to pass within that dream. Still lots of stuff to come to pass. But they've come to pass. And God reminds me at the time he's bringing something to pass. And I'm like, wow, that was in the dream. Wow. And it was so real, this dream. It was like I could feel the air and I was drawn up from the ground into the air and with the presence of God around me. And it was dark, it was nighttime, but it was like it was daytime. It was crazy. And I had the presence of God show me everything was going to be all right. And I woke up that morning and I had this peace in my heart like I've never experienced in my whole life. I couldn't even speak. I was so happy and peaceful. I didn't want this moment to stop, and it didn't stop all the way from leaving this house here all the way down to Oxford. And Kim says, "Are you all right, love? Are you okay?" I said, "Love, just leave me. I'm so happy." She's looking at me as if I lost the plot. And anyway, so we got there, and then Sangit done this teaching. He said, "God is looking for full-time ministers, those that will live fully unto him." And I knew I was going full-time, because when God woke me up that morning, he says, "You will never go back to work now from this day forward." And so when I made up my mind to agree with God on that, and that was when I went to, after that sharing Sangate done, I went up to Kim. I said, "Oh, by the way, love, I don't go back to work from this day." Now, don't forget, she had not been agreeing with me. We'd been arguing. And she said, "It's about time." Like she had a complete change of heart. And from that meeting, we met someone we didn't know, and we didn't tell anyone. I only told Sangate, and I asked him later on. He said he never told anyone that I was going full-time. He just looked at me and said, "Oh, that's great." He didn't even get excited when I told him I was going full-time. Said, "Okay, that's great." Sangate's manner, and, you know, bless his heart. And then from there, this lady, then her name is Debbie Bernstein, still a wonderful believer living in New Jersey or New York, and she started to help us, you know, in the beginning. And it's from her, then the doors just kind of opened and people started to support us. And then, you know, God saved this house. We nearly lost this house. It was £1,000 in debt. And God, you know, and Kim said, "Well, you know, we're going to lose the house. You know, you're going to have to pray to God to take care of that." So I prayed. I said, "All right, we'll pray." And I said, "God, you need to send me £1,000 cash, because we got to pay, go to court Friday, and we don't have the money. We've lost this house." And our kids were still teenagers, right? Anyway, come Wednesday of that week, we had a knock on the door. It was FedEx, and it was a parcel. Inside the parcel was a box. Inside the box, there was a letter, cellophane things, all this bubble wrap. Inside there was a letter, and inside the letter was £1,000. And Debbie Bernstein, God said to her, when I called her, because I knew it was from her in the end, and she said, "God told me to give this to you." We went to court that Friday, paid the rent, saved the house. And then from there, it's just been going on. It's been going on from all over the world. You know, God is taking care of us, and he will continue to take. I'm God's man. I'm a kept man by God. You know, I'm not thinking of myself, but my God takes care of me. So I won't fail. I will not fail. I will stay with my Heavenly Father. He's so faithful. And I'm still pursuing that dream of word over the world and moving it all of the UK. And that happened, and it's gonna come into the full fruition of it. If you think of looking at the story of Joseph, he was sold into slavery. He got himself a cushy job, like Becky got herself into college. He got himself into this cushy job from being sold into slavery. He was a slave, but Potiphar seen that God's was with him, and he was a good man. And if you notice in those records of Joseph, it always says that God was with Joseph and he was a prosperous man. And that blessed me. Who's with you? God. So you are prosperous. Don't look at your circumstances. Your circumstances will lie to you all the time. But, well, no, I don't have a lot and I don't have. No, your circumstances are lying to you. God is with you. You are prosperous. You just need to bring the invisible into the visible. You need to bring the promises of God, which are invisible. They're there in words. They need to be translated and converted, cash converters, into the physical, right? Just like if you get a check, you need to cash it into money so you can go and use the money. And so God is faithful. So pursue your dream. And when Becky was telling me this morning about her college, I was like, this is great. Like, this, because she's always gone on about it. She hasn't stopped. And but like now she's pursuing it, and this is what you've got to do. What does God want you specifically to do? What direction do you feel led in by God? That's what you pursue with all your heart. See, so, okay, God, open it up to me, show me, bring the people in, bring the resources in, bring the vision in, like enlarge my vision. God, even you say in your scriptures, where there is no vision, the people wander aimlessly. You've got to have a vision. You've got to have a goal. If you haven't got one right now, ask God for one. Say, Father, give me your vision for my life. This is God's vision. The vision that is in your heart is what God's birthed in it. So God was able to use Joseph in his situations with Potiphar. He got favor because, he was put in charge of everything. Potiphar gave him charge of everything apart from his wife, right? And his wife tried it on him. And then so she lied about Joseph, and then Joseph was ended up putting in the prison. But he found favor there too. Why? Because God was with him. So you're not going to fail. You will not fail. If you're staying with God, if you've got integrity, faithfulness, heart, discipline, a staid mind, are willing to stay where you are with God, even when it don't seem so great, and keep moving forward, and I've done that. And you just stay with God. You just stay, whatever the season is. Everything could be changing around you. I could be sat here for 10 years, like now, and all the paper would change, everything would change. I'm still sat here. I'm not moving away from God because he'll get me where I am. And wherever I go, I'm going to be prosperous, just like Joseph was. Now, if not, then God's a respecter of persons, right? And God is not a respecter of persons. He'd done that with Joseph. He'd done it with all his other men and women that looked to him and were faithful. And he'd do it with you. So just stay with God, and he will bring you to where you need to be. And it might look carnal. It might look, well, go into a workout for a gym. But who will she meet there? Who will she touch there? What doors will open for her on the spiritual level? See, we got to think spiritually. We can't think carnally. I could say to Becky, well, why would you waste it? It's going to take you away from your one-on-ones, or it can take you away. You're going to be so busy. You're going to do that, and you're going to do the children. You're going to take care of Jack. You're going to take care of the house. Or you're going to be so laboured down. I could try and put her off, couldn't I? What kind of friend or minister, would I, or a brother in Christ, would I be to say that? I wouldn't be a very good one, would I? No, I said, go for it. Because you just put it to the test. You'll soon find out. And because sometimes we do have things which are just coming from us. But there's times when when it isn't just you. God's got something in there somewhere. And it's going to lead to greater things to God's glory. And you don't know what it is, but you've got to keep moving down that path. And so as we stay with God, then he'll take us down the road, and he'll make that picture become clearer and clearer and clearer. See, everything that you've gone through, even where you are right now, I think of Kathy Clark. Many years ago, she was in the family way call, the first family way call. So that tells you how long Kathy's been involved with this, with God and with ministries and stuff like that. But God's got something for her. Great, great things for Kathy and great things for Sarah. And I know that she's been through good times and not so good times. But you know what? God is with her. God loves her. God's got a perfect plan. And she's staying with God and finding out that plan. And I think it's great. Because we're all on a journey. See, everyone to be led by God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. They're the daughters of God. It's just amazing what God can do if we just stay with him. If we learn to see the bigger picture. It's so easy to judge something. It's so easy to look at people and what they're doing and kind of put them down because we don't understand what they're doing, or we don't agree with what they're doing, or we don't think they can do what they think that they're going to go and do. But with God, you can't mess around, because like God can cause that person to come up. God can cause that person to do the things that you thought they couldn't do, you know. And our minds should be for that person. We should all be, you know, cheering one another on. Go on, Danny, you're the best tailor in Bristol and the south, whole of the southwest. And wherever you go, wherever you lay your tools, wherever you put a tile down, it's the best tiles in the world. Why not have that vision? Why not have that goal? If you're going to do that right now, then you're the best at it. But he's got a bigger purpose than just laying tiles. I know he has, right? He knows he has. Same with Amber. What a wonderful server. What a wonderful, I'm so blessed. I mean, I got top quality labourers right on here, all of you. A top quality son, a top quality daughter-in-law. I am very, very blessed. You want to see these guys' hearts of service for people. I see it. How Amber serves her mum. Oh my gosh. She'd do anything for her mum. And how she serves her sister and her sister's children is phenomenal. And Danny also with her, and they're in agreement on everything. These are the great leaders that are rising up here in UK and the world. And people will be coming to them, I'm telling you now. And you. It's about the integrity of heart. It's about looking to help, looking to serve, looking to give. The things that Amber does for me, things that Amber does for Kim, the things that Danny does for me, the things that Danny does for Kim. They're there to serve, and their hearts are pure in it. It's like yesterday, I got that treadmill. Amber brought it in from the back door. So it arrived at my house. It didn't. It was out the front. They put it around the side of the house, didn't they, Amber? And she was teasing me. I said, I'll carry it upstairs. She said, I can't carry it. It's too heavy. And I'm thinking, well, I can't really lift. I've got to be careful. But I took it upstairs in the end, and Danny turned up a bit later on. Amber's obviously gone by then, and he's coming up to see me and Kim and the puppy dog, because it was obviously going today. So we can put the Amber treadmill together for me, would you, mate? Yeah, Dad, not a problem. He went up there and he put it all together for me. You know, I didn't even look at him do it. I just come up and took all the rubbish away from it, and he done it for me. Like, just hearts to give, hearts to bless. I didn't have to ask twice. And I didn't have to ask him at all, but I did, because I know it'd do it for me, and he'd do a better job than me on it. And he already had his clothes on. I already had my stuff on. So it's like, they're laughing their heads off. They know what I'm like. But, you know, and then you got Jack and you got Becky. They're great as well. Like, you know, if I was to ring Jack up and say, could you go and do this? He'd go and do it straight away, not a problem. He'd finish off what he was doing. He'd come in, and Becky would do the same. And then, so it's just about the heart, what we're doing, the focus. Kim, like 8 weeks on a settee, because she could have left those puppies down there and come up to bed, but she wouldn't. You know, she wouldn't do that. She wanted to make sure they were all safe and everything was in order, everything was decent for them, it was clean for them. You know, as soon as they made a mess, she cleared up. She was on it, clearing it up. She's worked really, really hard. And God bless her heart for that, you know. And so I blessed her for that, you know, as well, for when she goes on holiday. Because the heart of service is all about the heart of service. But you've got to have a vision and a goal. And then it's through your giving that the door's open for you. The real thing where you're going to give, the real thing that God's called you to do, will then start to come before you. The service of and to his people. The great outreach that is coming up. Because there's a great outreach to happen yet. It's already happening, but we haven't seen nothing yet. And even I thinking now, and in India, it's great, and in Nepal, it's great, but it's going to be greater than that because of the times we are. And God is going to do some amazing things. Now, be in the position and ready to go for God. Depend upon God to supply your need. You don't have to be a full-time minister to get your needs met in the manner that I'm getting my needs met. You just have to have a great love for God and put him first. That's it. That's all he wants you to do. Acknowledging him, let him be the very priority, even with the things that you want to do. Then he'll promote you in your thing as well. He's a fellow labourer together with us in his thing, and he'll be a fellow labourer together with you in your thing. So your thing is doing the working out and all that, but because you've got God first in what he wants you to do, he's going to make sure that you prosper. So in other words, whatever your hand goes to do will prosper. Whatever you choose to do will prosper because you've taken the time to keep God first. Like for Danny and Amber, with how they are with me and Kim, we'll make sure that they're blessed. Whatever we can do for them, we'll do it because we know their hearts of service, right? And if we got it and we can help them, we'll do it for them. Simple as that, because we know their heart. We wouldn't do it for everyone. Where's the heart? You know, where's the heart? If you put God first, then we'll put you first. That's how I even will do it. I'll focus with the people that are looking to God and the people that are connecting, the people that are practicing. You know, because I mean business. I need people around me that mean business also. You also need people around you that also mean business. That, yeah, I got your back, Lara. And I can say, yeah, I got your back. I'm going to stand with you because you're standing with me. No matter what goes on, we're there for you. But you ain't going to be there for me. I ain't going to be there for you. You go to God. You have to learn to walk with God first. So the point is that it's, you know, it is sometimes it is that way. My focus is labourers. God, give me labourers. Give me the ones that, regardless of whatever they go through or whatever they're facing, they're going to stay faithful. They're going to stay connected to you and coming to you, and they're going to stay connected to me as your their minister and point of contact in the earth, and that I've got people to work with, and that you've got something for me to say to them. So that's the business I mean. I'm not interested in anybody. I really won't give them my time. And I've learnt this, and before it'd be everyone. Yeah, come on, everyone, come on in, and then they just drain the life out of you. Not happening no more. You mean business with God? You're going to follow what we're encouraging? That's meaning business with God. I made up my mind when I went to India. I was going to do exactly what this man told me to do, Sangha, because God was working in that man and still is, and speaking by his mouth. And I do exactly what he encouraged me. If there's something there that he's saying and it hits my heart, I go and do it. And then I encourage it also. And I've done that. And I'm doing that, and I'll continue to do that. And yes, it might be a bit of a boring repetition for you. Oh, yeah, we know what it is, speaking in tongues, speaking by the Spirit, honoring God, staying connected, praying for labourers. You can blasé your way through that, but you won't see nothing happen. It's when it's with heart. Yeah, I'm going to speak thy word, God. And that's what I was sharing with Ethelnut last night. You know, Sangate says, no, Lawrence, I've made up my mind to speak thy word. In other words, he was referring, like, speak God's word. He said, I will speak thy word. And he said, you do the same, Laura. You know, this is when I was in India in 2020. And I kept that and took those sayings to my heart. Every saying that he said, I've kept to my heart. And I do it. It comes to my mind and I do it. Yes, God, I will speak thy word. I won't care what people say about me. They can call me whatever they want or walk away from me, or I don't care no more. I care about what you're saying to me and what you want me to say, whether people like it or not, whether people think I'm, you know, chilling out and shouldn't be, I should be doing this or run. Listen, I ain't running after anyone. Let's get that straight now. If you want to connect, you come and call me. I'll answer the phone. I'm not running after, done all that. I've wasted years running after people. I mean, I'm talking from the time I'm 16 years old. Until Sangate taught me, let them come to you. The labourers will pursue hot after you. The labourers will be humbled. The labourers will receive your words gladly. The labourers will pray for labourers. The labourers will honour God with their substance. The labourers will be generous in that. The laborers will heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils, cleanse the lepers. That's what laborers will do. The laborers will walk like the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have to chase anyone. And no matter what they're going through, they stay connected. You know, I took it just a little bit kind of straight now, because it's needed. You know, we don't have to sit around and have a pity party all the time. Let's not do that. Yes, we all go through things. Get over it. We've got to get over these things. I know they're, and sometimes they're really hard things, aren't they? I mean, I know people have been through some hard things, but God is with you. Get over it, because greater is he that's in you than he that is in this world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Yeah. For greater is he that's in you than he that is in this world. 1 John 4:4. There is no fear in love, but perfect love cast out fear. For he that feareth is not made perfect in love in his mind. 1 John 4:18. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Delight thyself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall believe in his heart the things which he says and doubt not, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive it, and you'll manifest it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. God is with you. These are the words we declare and think. The word of Jehovah is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces through the crap. It cuts through devil spirits. Devil spirits flee. Devil spirits of suicide, devil spirits of murder, devil spirits of hate. In the name of Jesus Christ, you've got no jurisdiction, no rights, no authority. You're seated at the right-hand side of God. Use your authority. Use your authority. Know who you are in Christ. You are as he is in this world. You don't have to put up with all the stuff. And whatever you desire, go for it. Bring it before the Lord and give it to him and go for it. And let God confirm it for you. Yes, this is the direction I want you to take. No, actually, wait for an answer. Because sometimes we pray that we want to do something and we go ahead and do it. We didn't even get an answer. You know, I mean, do the things that God puts in your heart. But if you're going for something major change, pray and wait for the answer. It won't take long. If you stay still long enough, you'll get the answer. Don't do things in your own strength. It's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts, right? So these things are just very important. I'm very blessed. Like, it's make those committed decisions. You've got to know what you want. I taught this many years ago, 5 years ago, wasn't it? You've got to know what you want. What do you want? And you've got to sit down. Sit down. Listen, I've always got a pen here. Pen and a pad. And I write down my goals. And I write it down every day, actually. And sometimes I'm thinking, why am I keep writing it down? But it's good because it gets in there. Yeah, and then sometimes it changes what I'm writing down. Write the things down. Write the vision. Make it plain that he that readeth may run to do it. Get doing. Start there. Like from this month, start there. Start again. You're not starting again. You're on many different levels from when you first began. But let's get the vision. Let's get the goals down. Father, what do you want me to do? Write it down. Father, how much do you want me to give to you? And then God will say to you, how much do you want to give? That's the real question. Because it's from the heart. It's coming from us. It's got to come from us, you know. You know, I could say to Kim, well, I want you to get me this. But it's really then that's come from me. When it comes to presents, let her give it from her heart. Let her bear her heart. It'll show you, her gift will show me her heart to me. And your gift shows your heart to him. He's not interested in your money. But that's the way we honour God, right? We've got to remember that. God owns all the gold, all the silver. Okay, and then he entrusts us with it. And when we put it to work, it works for us. And that's what God's given us, words. When we put them to work in the right way, it works for us. And so anyway, I'm just really excited at the things that God is working in everybody's heart. No, have your dreams, have your goals, have your desire. Let's get back to that. Let's come back to that. And we're not coming back to it on a beginning level. We're coming up to it on an upgraded level. And now you can get really focused because this works. It works. Writing your vision and then speaking it. Speak it. All those things which are not as though they were. Whatever you lack, speak the abundance of the things to you. Call finances to you. Call the resources to you. Just like if I was to call a dog, it'd come running. Or the cats, it'd come running. Now call finances to you. Call resources to you. Call help to you. Money, you come to me. You come to my bank account. You come to my PayPal account. Cash, you come to my wallet. Gifts, you come to me. Gold, silver, rubies, diamonds, whatever I need, come to me right now. I call you to me. Use these words, use these confessions. You need these things for living in this world and to be successful and to move and to do the things and to accomplish some of the goal. But God will provide whatever He's calling you to do, He will provide you with the means for it and in abundance. And so God is a God of abundance. He wants you to prosper and be in health. So when we're not doing those things, and there's something on our part that we're doing that's causing those things not to happen. So we have to have a look at it. Okay, God, what on earth am I doing that's making me not healthy? What on earth am I doing that's making me not prosper? So again, with my health, I need to do something. So God showed me personally, Lawrence, what I need to do for me, and I'm not doing it for anybody else. I'm doing this for me. So I'm not going to work out the same way Becky may work out, or Amber, or Danny, or any of you guys, how you work out. I'll do it Laura's way, the way that suits me and blesses me and that I know I can manage and do and fulfill. Everyone's different. We don't want to be the same as everybody else anyway. We want to be like the Lord Jesus Christ, right? We don't want to be the same as everybody else. It's boring. We want to be good at what we do and what we put our minds to do. And we ask God to help us to be the best, you know, and don't work too hard at it either. Just do it. And then, you know, do it with heart and diligence. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share.